So let's look at Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is a great book. And again, you can look at these in a positive way or a negative way. I don't consider tonight's sermon a depressing sermon whatsoever. I find it encouraging. I find it liberating. And in fact, in some of my darkest hours, when I was the most depressed or the most upset, I kid you not, the book that I go to for encouragement is Ecclesiastes. Others are grabbing for Psalm 23. Others are grabbing for, Psalm 1. They're going to, you know, for me, I go to Ecclesiastes. Because I read Ecclesiastes, and the reason I find it so encouraging is because I'm just reading all these verses telling me, hey, everything's meaningless, everything's vain, it doesn't matter. And then I look at my problems, and I'm like, they don't matter either. All this that's bugging me, that's plaguing me, none of it really matters in this. I don't know about you, and I hope at least one person will benefit from this sermon besides me. But you know, it makes me feel so much better just to realize, hey. And just to be clear, I'm not going through a rough time right now. I'm actually doing great right now. You know, but I hesitate to say every time I say that behind the pulpit, something bad happens. So hopefully this is an exception. But anyway, I feel great. But you know what? I know that there are probably a lot of people here tonight that are going through hard things. And, you know, I'm sure in the future I'm going through hard things. And in the past, I've gone through many hard things. And this encourages me because to the Christian, remember that you will die is not some kind of a threat. It's really just something to motivate me to do with what I've got, to enjoy every day and to serve God every day and to work hard every day, knowing that every day is a gift. And remembering that I will die for me is like, that's like saying to a marathon runner, remember that there's a finish line. Oh, thanks. That's depressing. No marathoner is depressed by the finish line. Nobody who's running a marathon sees the finish line just like, oh man, it's over. You're kidding. I want to keep going. You know, maybe the rare person might feel that way. But, you know, most people are like, great, it's over. Okay, so for the Christian, death is the finish line. Death is the end of the race. Death is the award ceremony at the end of the marathon where we're handed out the medals and we can talk about. And interesting, you know, whenever you experience something like a marathon or just any kind of a sporting event or activity or difficult task, you know, one of the things that you enjoy afterward is talking to other people who did the same thing. And you can talk about the high points, the low points, and the stories. And, you know, it's kind of the party at the end where everyone kind of just has fellowship in their sufferings and joys and triumphs. And it's going to be the same thing when we get to heaven. What a glorious reunion. What a glorious day that's going to be to just get together and talk about it all and just be done with it.